bracelet.
And around her neck, she may have a
necklace.
You ever call anything different when you were a boy?
I don't recall of anything.
Did you ever hear a pair of beads?
Oh, yes. Pair of beads?
That was the necklace, huh? And then if it's going to rain, she may take one of those things.
Umbrella.
But around the house, if she's going to cook, she has something she ties around her neck and around her waist.
An apron.
And, let's see. Now, probably wouldn't find these things on an apron, but on your shirt, you will say, my shirt has
buttons off.
Or, if you don't want to point out that they're off, this is a shirt, my shirt has, that's okay. On the bottom of the dress, let's see, a little strip of cloth.
The hem.
Uh-huh. And if you want to be careful, you're afraid you're going to lose a button, you might just take along a
needle and thread.
Or
safety pin.
One of those things that you can open up.
Safety pin.
Now, let's see, when it's cold and you go outside, you probably want to wear your
scarf.
And you, let's see, on top of your shirt you'd wear a
coat.
And it used to be that underneath your coat you weren't dressed unless you wore a,
well, they called them mufflers years ago.
How about that one that had buttons down the front and two pockets?
Oh,
here,
a vest.
You could have your elk suit.
Yeah, a vest.
And then cover up your legs, you'd wear, well, for the lower part of your body you'd wear these things that we've got on now.
Trousers.
And some people can't support these with a belt, so they wear
suspenders.
But those pants without any bottom in that they wear, the people wear when they're herding cattle.
Chaps.
Those always strike me as such strange things. Let's see, when your old suit wears out, you have to go down to buy a
new suit.
And then the man, checks the shoulders, checks these things, and you say, I'm having my suit
fitted, I believe.
Do I have it all out?
Let's see now. And if you get too much stuff in your pockets and go out like that, you say your pockets
bulge.
When you get a shirt that you put around your neck and you can't quite button, you say this shirt
too tight.
And you say it fitted last week, but it seems to have
shrunk.
Oh, wait a minute.
If you get a peach, this been dehydrated and it just
shriveled.
And let's see, on your bed, under your head, you have a
pillow.
And the covering for that is called a
pillowcase.
And when your bed is made up, well, as it is now, that in there is called a,
you mean what's on the bed?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a comforter or quilt. I think some of them call them counterpanes, don't they?
Mm-hmm. You ever hear coverlet?
Coverlet?
Coverlet or coverlet?
Yes, I've heard him say that too.
As a boy or?
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Now, if you're going to sleep on the floor and make a bed down there, do you call that anything special?
That's a pallet.
See, now we're going to change the subject. I should let you go here.
No, I'm no hurry. Go right ahead.
Well, I'll bother you for about another.